We're going to talk about the prophet Hosea. Hosea is the first book in the book of the 12 prophets in the Hebrew Bible. The prophet preached in Israel in the second half of the 8th century B.C., beginning during the reign of Jeroboam. He was a contemporary of Isaiah and Micah and Judah, and he began his career shortly after Amos's brief one in Israel. He was the last prophet God raised up in Israel to try to get the people to repent. Hosea's task was doubly sad because at God's direction, he took a wife who was just as unfaithful to him as Israel was to God. Through all this story, God's love and compassion stands out to a remarkable extent. The picture of God in Hosea is that of a loving husband who yearns desperately to have a faithful wife. However, we'll have none of it, and the consequences of her sins must play themselves out, although hope for the future is never lost. At the time Hosea was preaching, Jeroboam was the acting king, and a wicked king was he. The people of Israel at that time were not much better. As they say, the spirit was willing, but the flesh was weak. The flesh was ready for the weekend. As he prophesied, he told the nation that if they did not change their ways, that God was going to raise up the Assyrian nation to punish this people, and that a fierce and ruthless army would sweep across the land like a scourge. But the people paid no attention to him whatsoever. So the young Hosea found himself rather discouraged. And in the opening chapter of this prophecy, we read a personal note about him. He went to God, and God told him to do a strange thing. Verse 2. He said, "Go take to yourself a wife of harlotry and have children of harlotry, for the land commits flagrant harlotry, forsaking the Lord." So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. And the Lord said to him, "Name him Jezreel, for yet a little while, and I will punish the house of Jehu for the bloodshed of Jezreel, and I'll put an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel. And it will come about on that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel." Then she conceived again and gave birth to a daughter. And the Lord said to him, "Name her Lo-Ruhamah, for I will no longer have compassion on the house of Israel, that I should ever forgive them. But I will have compassion on the house of Judah, and will not deliver them by bow or sword, battle, horses, or horsemen." When she had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, she conceived and gave birth to a son. And the Lord said, "Name him Lo-Ammi, for you are not my people, and I am not your God." Hosea must have been puzzled at first when God told him to marry this street prostitute, and equally puzzled at the name that God told him to name his children. Nevertheless, Hosea knew that God used signs and symbols to teach, as he remembered the incident with Abraham and his son and the sacrifice. And what a name for his firstborn son, Jezreel. In 2 Kings, the 9th chapter, verses 30 through 37, we call to mind the story of Queen Jezebel and how she put her husband Ahab up to cheating their neighbor out of his vineyard. God's judgment fell on her one day as General Jehu rode up and seeing her in her upper story window ordered the servants to throw her to the pavement, for she was killed and the dogs ate her up. And the courtyard where she died has been called Jezreel to this day. As a prophet of God, Hosea realized this type of thing could happen to Israel if they did not change their ways. There is a picture of how God views Israel and the world of mankind in a vague but similar way. And that is found in Isaiah chapter 54, verses 4 through 10. And we quote, "Fear not, for you will not be put to shame, neither feel humiliated, for you will not be disgraced. But you will forget the shame of your youth and the reproach of your widowhood. You will remember no more. For your husband is your maker, whose name is the Lord of hosts. And your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, who is called the God of all the earth. For the Lord has called you like a wife forsaken and grieved in spirit, even like a wife of one's youth when she is rejected, says your God. For a brief moment I forsook you, but with great compassion I will gather you. In an outburst of anger," he said, "I hid my face from you for a moment. But with everlasting loving kindness, I will have compassion on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. For this is like the days of Noah to me, when I swore that the waters of Noah should not flood the earth again. So I have sworn that I will not be angry with you, nor will I rebuke you. For the mountains may be moved and the hills may be shaken, but my loving kindness will not be removed from you. And my covenant of peace will not be shaken, says the Lord, who has compassion on you." In the story of Hosea, Gomer, his wife, left him to go play the harlot with others. In chapter 2 of Hosea, we find her saying in verse 2, "I will go after my lovers, who give me my bread and water and wool and flax, my oil and my drink." Little did Gomer know that all these things her husband had made available to her suitors for her welfare. And brethren, so it is with the world. God has provided all that we need to go through this life. And there will come a time, as it did for Gomer, that the realization of the kindness and the goodness has always, always come from our Heavenly Father. This drawing back to Hosea, the Lord, is shown in these statements by the Lord, starting with chapter 2, verse 6. And he says, "Therefore, I will hedge her up with thorns, and I will build a wall against her so that she cannot find her paths. And she will pursue her lovers, but she will not overtake them. And she will seek them, but will not find them." At this point in the story, Gomer is beginning to see the evil of her ways. In verse 7, then she will say, "I will go back to my first husband, for it was better for me then." But there is a price to pay for all this great unfaithfulness, as there will be in the restitution for all mankind. The story continues. Verse 10. "And then I will uncover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and no one will rescue her out of my hand. I will put an end to all of her gaiety, her feasts, her new moons, her Sabbaths, and all of her festal assemblies. And I will destroy all her vines and fig trees, of which she said, 'These are my wages, which my lovers have given to me.' And I will make them a forest, and the beasts of the field will devour them. And I will punish her for the days of the Baals, when she used to offer sacrifices to them, and adorn herself with earrings and jewelry and followed her lovers so that she forgot me, declares the Lord. Then a strange thing happened in this story. We'll paraphrase. Hosea learned that Gomer was to be sold in the slave market. Now he still loved this woman with all of his heart, in spite of all that she had done to him. So with tears, Hosea goes to God to ask him what to do. Chapter 3. Then the Lord said to me, go again, love a woman who is loved by her husband and yet an adulteress, even as the Lord loves the sons of Israel, though they turn to other gods. So Hosea bought her for himself for 15 shekels of silver and a homer and a half of barley. Following this incident, a prophecy is made that still stands to this very day in verse 4. For the sons of Israel will remain for many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred pillar, and without ephod or household idols. Afterwards, the sons of Israel will return to seek the Lord their God and David their king, and they will come trembling to the Lord and to his goodness in the last days. Ever since the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD, the hands of General Titus of the Roman armies, Israel has been without a king or prince, without anyone who has the right to recognize the reign over Israel. And they shall live without a sacrifice. When the Jews of the world celebrate the Passover supper, they are remembering that supper instituted in Egypt when Israel was delivered from the hands of Pharaoh. And God had told Israel that every time they ate the Passover, they were to kill a lamb. But for 2,000 years, the Jews have never killed a lamb. Why not? Why do they offer a bone, a burned bone, for a sacrifice? God had said that they shall live many days without a sacrifice. And since the destruction of the temple, there has never been a sacrifice in Israel, nor a pillar, ephod, or a seraphim. And they shall live without idolatry. They shall live as a religious people, but without giving themselves to the idols. That comes from the code of Jewish law, OH 476. Essentially, the entire book of Hosea is the beautiful picture of how our Heavenly Father is to reclaim the Jew first, then all of mankind. We close with these words from the prophet Hosea. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, that we may present the fruit of our lips. Assyria will not save us. We will not ride on horses, nor will we say again our God to the work of our paybacks. For in thee the orphans find mercy. I will heal their apostasy. I will love them fiercely, for my anger has turned away from them. I will be like the dew to Israel. He will blossom like the lily, and he will take root like the cedars of Lebanon. His shoots will sprout, and his beauty will be like the olive tree, and his fragrance like the cedars of Lebanon. Those who live in his shadow will again rise and raise grain, and they will blossom like the vine. His renown will be like the wine of Lebanon. O Ephraim, what more have I to do with idols? It is I who answer and look after you. I am like a luxurious cypress. From me comes your fruit. Whoever is wise, let him know For the ways of the Lord are right, and the righteousness I will walk in them, but the transgressor will stumble in them. May the Lord add his blessing.